but you are finally being man enough to step up and say, I don't want to be like this anymore. I want to have control over my brain.
You got porn in your pocket, meaning anywhere, anytime, all day long.
And Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes.
What do you have to do? What lengths do you have to go to? Whatever it is, get it out of your life. Stop it.
You fight it as though your very life were threatened, which it is.
But it's not about fighting by yourself. It's about fighting with brothers who are right there with you. And I am one of them. We are in this together because this is Fight Club. There's a famous Buddhist parable that I think goes really well for something I want to talk about today. And it goes like this. There are two monks, a master and his student, that are walking along a forest path. Now, the night before, there was a massive rainstorm that totally washed everything out and has made the river that they're walking along a complete raging mess. And as they walk along in complete silence, they stumble upon a problem. A beautiful woman in a silk dress is standing on the bank of the river, unable to cross it. Now, the younger monk sees this and remembers his vow that he should never, ever, under any circumstances, touch a woman. But the woman comes up to them and pleads and says, I need to get across the river, but I'm unable to do it by myself. The younger monk is fully ready to continue on along the path, but the older monk, the master, without saying a word, hoists the woman onto his back, trudges through the river with steady legs, and sets her down on the far bank. She bows, he nods, and he crosses back over and continues walking with his student. No one says a word. The master doesn't utter anything to his student. He just keeps on walking. The student is too afraid to talk. And hours pass. 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, until eventually the younger monk cannot take it anymore. The thoughts that have been raging through his mind need to be expressed, and he breaks. He says, Master, how could you? We made a vow to never, ever touch a woman. How could you pick up that woman and carry her across the river like that, even if it was a good deed? And the master, without breaking stride, without even looking at his student, says, I set her down on the bank hours ago. Why are you still carrying her? I love that story so much. It's such a perfect visual for what we're talking about today, which is thought discipline. The truth is that we act like that younger monk every single day of our lives. We carry these images in our mind that completely consume us, and it is a problem. What we need to learn to be is like the master monk who sets it down and moves on with his life. Because the truth is that carrying an image in your brain of any kind is just as dangerous as doing the real thing. When we're talking about lust, carrying lust in your mind is just as dangerous as any real life lustful act. Look, your brain is completely incapable of telling the difference between fantasy and reality. When you are thinking lustfully or letting your mind do whatever you want it to do and to think whatever you want to think and to fantasize about whatever you want to fantasize about, you are cutting the same deep trenches in your brain as you would be if you were physically acting out with a woman. And this brings us to one of the fundamental aspects of this battle, and that's that your brain is the battlefield of this fight. 100%. No doubt about it. It is not about the world around you, the environment that you're in, the things that you see. It is all about what is happening up here between your two ears. That is where the fight takes place, and that is where we need to focus on winning every second of every day. I'm not saying that your environment or your eyes, your routine or your fight club or any of that is not important. Of course it is. That's why we started with all of it. What I am saying is that that's not where the fight is. Yes, of course, it's a battle to clean up your environment. It's a battle to guard your eyes. But the real fight, the real battle that you have to go in and day out happens right here. It happens in your mind, and it's where you have to learn to be a warrior. Thoughts are dangerous. You are consumed with thousands of them of all kinds every single day. But if you were able to take notes on every single thought that you have throughout just a 24-hour period, I think it would shock you just how much of them are actually lustful, just how much of them are actually tempting, just how much of them are stuff that you are ashamed of. If every one of your thoughts was broadcast onto a whiteboard and you walked around with it all day long, you would be ashamed of the things that constantly populated it. This is the truth that this is the reality that we live in. Our thoughts are always in the gutter. it is a constant occurrence, and it is something that we don't think is that big of a deal because it's just up here. I mean, if I think it, that's not the end of the world, right? As long as I don't act on it, then I'm fine. I'm not doing anything sinful. I'm okay. Thoughts seem so harmless. They come and go as they please, and it doesn't really affect you for the most part. At least it doesn't feel like it does. And yeah, some of them lead you to temptation. Some of them don't. Some of them you're ashamed of. Some of them you're not, but they're all thoughts. Who cares? Right now, you are a victim of every single thought that comes through your mind. You are a passive observer of your brain. And it is one of the reasons why you are still living in failure. You have been so consumed with lust for as long as you can remember, as long as I can remember, that it's just so natural and normal that we're numb to it. We don't even realize just how much of it is terrible for us, just how much of it is directly contributing to living the life that we are sick and tired of living. But the truth is that we can stop. We can change our thoughts. We can take back control of our brain, and we don't have to be a slave to it anymore. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." This is what we're here to do, is to learn how to renew our minds. Look, we can sit here all day long and talk about avoiding temptation everywhere and anywhere we possibly can. We can sit here all day long and talk about eye discipline and environment discipline and building a good routine and trying to stay with your fight club and be tough. But at the end of the day, when it's just you alone in your room with your phone, it's you and your thoughts, man. It's just you sitting there consumed by everything that's going on in your brain. And you can't turn your brain off. No matter what you do, no matter what you try, you are always going to be bombarded with thoughts of some kind. So you might as well learn how to control them, because this is going to be the rest of your life, whether you like it or not. You are stuck with the brain you got. And if you don't learn how to control it, it will continue to control you every waking moment. Lust is dangerous, and it is an infection and a virus that is living in your brain and growing day by day. It is a cancer that refuses to accept just a little corner of your mind that it has. It will grow and grow and grow until it has completely consumed you. I don't know if you've noticed this, brother, but in your battle, it has only gotten worse. No matter what you've tried, no matter how hard you've fought, you have constantly been in a state of decline, going down and down and down. The spiral gets worse. It's a slippery slope. You get more and more depraved every time you fail. You cross red lines that you thought 5 years ago or even last month that you would never cross. This is the reality of your battle. And it all starts right here. And until you can realize that you have the power, you have the ability to change the way you think in a fundamental way, you will continue to be enslaved to this, because you can change anything that you want to, but at the end of the day, you got the same mind. And you need to renew that mind. Because a free man, the free man that you want to be, doesn't have the mind that you have right now. Because every single time that one of your buddies says a joke, where does your mind go immediately? Every single time something comes up just in passing that isn't even inappropriate anyway or isn't even lustful in any way, where does your mind immediately go? Your brain has been fully and completely corrupted. It is out of control, and it is a problem. And if you don't do anything about it, it will only get worse. Look, if you want to be a real man, if you want to be someone who's respectable, someone who other people can look up to, if you want to be someone who's capable of doing anything worthwhile in this life, then you need to learn how to have true self-control. And there's the self-control of like, oh yeah, I go to the gym every day and I work out hard, or you know, I work hard in school, or I do any of these other things. Sure, that's great. But a man who cannot control his thoughts is not a man at all. Because if you can't control your thoughts, then you can't control anything. This is the one area of your life where literally no one and nothing can jump in and help you to control what's going on up here. It's just you. You are the only one who knows what's going on, and you are the only one who can do anything about it. So it's your choice. You have to decide today if you're going to keep living the way that you've been living and keep letting your mind just absolutely control you and just get worse and worse and worse, or if you're finally going to stand up and commit to the fullest and most unbelievable form of integrity that you can possibly achieve and control your thoughts, because nobody knows what's going on in your brain. You could live the rest of your life thinking whatever you want to think, letting your mind do whatever it wanted to do, and engaging in every fantasy that comes by. No one will ever know, but you will. And God will. Like, I'm not trying to discredit that by any means, but this is between you and you right now. Do you want to have control of your brain? Do you want to be able to live the life that you want to live? Because it starts and ends right here. It is all about your brain. Your brain is the most beautiful gift that God has given you in your physical body, and you can continue to destroy it, or you can finally maximize it to its true potential. Your mind is the battlefield of this fight. And that can either scare you away so that you never engage, or it can be a call to arms that gets you to finally lock in and do what you need to do. And if that's where you're at, if you finally want to do what you need to do, then let's get to work. What we are talking about is thought discipline. And if you're all in on this, then thought discipline has three steps, and we're going to go through each of them right now. Number one, spot it and take a breath. Look, lust is constantly bombarding you, whether it's a memory of a past failure, a fantasy about something else, an idea about a future way that you can fail, or maybe something that's coming through your eyes or your environment, whatever it may be. You are constantly bombarded with lust, more so than you could ever realize right now. And so your number one job is to become a sentry. You have to be the guy that's sitting up on that wall at all hours of the day and night and be looking out for whenever lust tries to attack. It can be sneaky, or it can be a massive army that is doing a full frontal assault. It comes in many forms, but you have to be on guard for every single kind. And you have to look out for it and call it out when you see it. The second anything lustful comes, the second you realize that you are thinking something lustful, you have to catch yourself and say, this is lust. This is lust, and I don't want to do this anymore. Then once you spot it, that's when you take a breath. Just a big, deep breath. You can do several in a row. You can do a couple different breathing tactics. You know, my favorite is box breathing, to go 4 seconds in, hold for 4 seconds, 4 seconds out, hold for 4 seconds. If you just do that over and over again, you'll be able to calm down, recenter, and be able to move on to step two. But this is the first thing that everybody needs to get good at. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be weird at first and uncomfortable, and you're going to fail at it a lot. But you have to keep trying to identify every single tempting thing that comes into your life. And you're probably going to get discouraged by it. You're going to realize, man, I get tempted a lot during the day. I got a lot of lust that's coming in out of my mind. Dude, that's normal. That's every single dude on the planet. But you are finally being man enough to step up and say, I don't want to be like this anymore. I want to have control over my brain. So just stay up on that wall. Stay awake as long as you can, trying to look out for every single temptation that comes, everything that's trying to attack, and call it out the second you see it. Then take that breath, and we can move on to step two. And step two is the fight like Jesus fought. Look, when Jesus was led out into the desert and tempted by the devil, he was tempted three times with three different temptations. But his response to the temptation was the exact same every single time. The devil would bring something to him, would tempt him, and Jesus would say, the scriptures say. And then he would repeat a different scripture every time. And it worked like a charm. The second he did that, the devil fled from him. He wanted nothing to do with it because he has no power over God's truth. So if you want to have ultimate victory in this battle, if you want to be able to control your thought, control your mind, you have to use scripture. It's the most powerful weapon that you have. When Paul describes the armor of God in Ephesians, one of the things that he says is that your sword, your offensive weapon, is the word of God. It's the Bible. It is your best weapon that you have. And so you need to memorize it so that you can have it when you need it, and then you need to use it. So my favorite, I've got a couple Bible verses that I use for this. My favorite one is 1 Corinthians 6, 18 through 20. It's a paraphrase, but it goes, flee sexual immorality, for you are not your own. You were bought at a high price, so honor God with your body. If I'm honest, that is the only Bible verse that I use on a daily basis because it is so perfect. It's everything that I need. No. Flee sexual immorality. The second I get a tempting image, whatever it may be, a tempting thought, a tempting fantasy, something that's lustful in any way, I'll take a deep breath. I'll spot it and be like, that's lust. Deep breath. Flee sexual immorality, for you are not your own. You were bought at a high price, so honor God with your body. And if you do that, it will immediately lose all power in your life. You will not have that overwhelming temptation, and that flutter in your heart will start to go away. That twitch below the belt won't have any power, and you'll be able to move on to the next step. But repeating scripture is the fundamental power source of thought discipline. It is how you control your thoughts day in and day out. But you have to memorize scripture to be able to do it. That's the only way that it's going to be accessible. Because if you wait until a tempting thought comes and you think like, oh, right then when you realize I've got a tempting thought and you take a breath that you can just pick up the Bible app and go find something that's going to work, it's not going to work. You're not going to get there. That's going to be too much. That's too much of a barrier for you, and you're just going to let the thought go anyways. That's why you have to memorize it today. No matter what the verse is, there are hundreds of them out there that will work incredibly well. But you have to find it and you have to use it. Another one that I love to use comes out of Philippians, and it says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. It's another just great verse to remind yourself of the things above, to remind yourself that you're in control of your thoughts and that you can fix them on what you want to fix them on, and that lust does not have any power over you. Jesus broke all of that. When he died on the cross 2,000 years ago, you are free. And the way that you claim that freedom is you repeat scripture over it. But that's not the last step, because there's one more thing that you need to do to have true and complete thought discipline, and that is to think about something else. It may sound stupid and maybe even a little childish, but our goal is not to not think about lust. If you spend your days trying to not think about lust, all you're going to do is to think about lust. I mean, that's not how our brains work. Our brains don't work in the negative. If I were to tell you right now, don't think about a pink elephant, it's going to be really hard to not think about a pink elephant. But if you wanted to do that exercise well, if I said, okay, your only goal for the next 5 minutes is to not think about a pink elephant, the best way that you could accomplish that goal is to think about a brown hippo. If you were to do that, you would have no problem not thinking about a pink elephant, because you're focused on something positive. Our brain doesn't work in the negative, it works in the positive. So if you want to stop thinking about lust, then start thinking about something else. This could be a favorite hobby of yours. This could be a favorite vacation. This could be something that you like to do with your free time. This could be, you know, one of your favorite memories going back. This could be a mental math problem. This could be trying to visualize the entire map of the world and start naming countries. This could be one of a million things, whatever it may be. Find something that you like to think about and practice thinking about it. Have it on hand. Have it ready for you to turn to when you need it. My favorite one to do this with is I love to ski. It's one of my favorite things to do. I only get to do it a few times a year, but when I get that opportunity, it's just awesome. It is pure bliss, just flying down the mountain, having the time of my life. And so when I'm tempted with lust, when any sort of thing comes and attacks me, I will spot it, say, this is lust. I will take my deep breath. I will remind myself, flee from sexual immorality, for you are not your own. You were bought at a high price. So honor God with your body. And then I'll think about skiing. I'll just imagine going down my favorite run at my favorite resort, just having the time of my life with my favorite people. And all of a sudden, all that lust just fades away. It's a magical thing, and it works every single time. And this is what thought discipline is. It is adjusting your attention from lust to something positive, to something good, to something that doesn't tempt you. Look, thoughts are like birds. A lot of them are flying over your head all day long. And that some of them will come and try to make a nest, but you get to choose which ones make a nest. If a bird comes that is not a good bird, if it's a lustful bird, you can just shoo that thing away. And you shoo it away by doing those three steps. Name it and breathe. Repeat your scripture and think about something else. And when a bird comes by that you don't want, shoo that thing away and let something else land. Let a good bird land instead. You are in control. You have the ability to control your thoughts. Now, this sounds really easy, and I'm trying to present it in a way that's practical, but I have to warn you, this is really, really difficult. It is going to feel like you are wrestling a bear while fighting off a swarm of bees, because you are going to be bombarded with tempting thoughts again and again and again. The first time that I practiced true thought discipline, it was one of the most frustrating things I've ever done, because I would catch a thought. I'd be like, oh, okay, good. I caught a thought. This is good. This is progress. Sometimes I would just let lust come and go and wouldn't even identify it or do anything about it. But okay, I caught it. Good. I would take my deep breath. I would repeat my scripture. I'd think about something else. And no joke, 3 seconds later, that same exact thought would come back and attack me again. And I'd have to go through the whole process again, over and over and over and over. And it was so flipping annoying. But that is what thought discipline is. It is an exercise of repetition. You have to do it again and again and again, and you cannot lose any stamina or lose any energy or lose any will to fight when you do it. You have to do it again and again and again, because that is the only way that you will make any progress. Your first couple weeks are going to be hell. It's going to suck, because you are going to be bombarded over and over and over again. That is your brain fighting back against this process that you're undergoing to become the person that you are meant to be. That's your brain trying to stay with its dopamine sources, doing whatever it wants to do, having complete control over your life. It wants to stay like that. It's going to throw that toddler tantrum to keep you exactly where you are. Don't fall for it. Keep fighting. Do it again. A thought comes. Spot it. Breathe. Repeat your scripture. Move on to something else. And then if it comes back, do it again. And if it comes back, do it again. And if it's a different thought, do it again. Over and over and over and over again. You have to keep fighting. Even if the verse is getting old and you feel like you've repeated so much that it's lost its punch, focus on every single word in the verse and be like, no, flee from sexual immorality, for you are not your own. You were bought at a high price. So honor God with your body. Do it again and again and again and again. And if you do it enough times, all of a sudden you'll start to realize that was once the most massive part of your life, that was completely consuming you and was overwhelming you with temptations, with thoughts all day long, starts to get a little quieter and a little quieter and a little quieter, and the space between times that you have to practice thought discipline gets a little further apart and a little further apart. And all of a sudden, you'll start to realize that you're more at peace, that you have freedom, that you have victory, that you have the ability to think what you actually want to think about, that when you're at school or when you're at work, you're not overwhelmed with temptations that drag you away from what you're supposed to be focusing on. All of a sudden, you'll have control over your mind and you'll be able to do what you want to do. And you'll be able to be the person that you want to be because you have begun the process and continue to fight through the process of renewing your mind. God wants you to have a pure mind. God wants you to be in control of your thoughts, and it is up to you 100%. You can call on him. You can use his power and his strength by using his word, by using scripture to fight against these thoughts. But at the end of the day, it's your decision. You have to choose. Do you want to honor God with your thoughts, or do you not want to? Because if you do want to, then you will do this as many times as it takes. And you're going to be doing it for the rest of your life. That's okay. It's going to get easy. It's going to become a habit. It's going to become something so automatic that you will do it before you even realize it. And you will be in complete control of your thoughts. But it all comes down to practicing those three steps. So start doing that today. Write them down so that you don't forget them and start practicing. It's going to be awkward at first. It's going to be difficult, but you have to keep going. Keep getting good at it. Memorize that scripture. Take those deep breaths. Stay on the lookout for every kind of temptation that comes. And have those thoughts on hand ready to change to, ready to move your attention to so that you're not continuing down that path of lust. So you're not letting those lustful thoughts build a nest on your head. Shoo them away. Think about something else and do it again and again and again. And look, your brain is going to play tricks on you. It's going to do everything it can to get you to stay where you are right now, to stay in lust, to stay in that filth and that gunk, letting that cancer grow in your mind. It's going to want to stay there. And one thing that's going to happen to you that's probably going to scare you when it does is your mind's going to start playing tricks on you and start bringing up thoughts that are completely disgusting, that are perverted, that are weird, that are unbelievable, that are going to scare the crap out of you of like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? Why would I ever think that? No, that's not tempting to me. What are we doing here? I don't want to think about that. Like, what is happening? It's going to be those intrusive thoughts that are going to attack you and make you feel like there is something fundamentally wrong with you. And it's going to make you want to give up entirely. It's going to make you want to go back to the other thoughts because at least the old lust wasn't this disgusting, totally out of line stuff. It wasn't the stuff that scared you. You're going to want to go back to that because that's going to feel safe. Don't fall for it. Brother, a big ugly bird is trying to make a nest on your head. Don't let it do it. It's just another bird. Shoo it away. Say, that is ridiculous. Of course, I want nothing to do with that. Flee sexual immorality of all kinds. For I'm not my own. I was bought at a high price, so I must honor God with my body. Just do the same thing. Just kick it out. Don't let it get to you and keep moving forward. You are in control of your thoughts. You have everything that you need right now. If you just go memorize your scripture and you have a couple of those things that you can change your thoughts to, you have everything you need right now to have victory in this area, to have control over your mind, to be a man of discipline and of integrity, to have thought discipline. You can do it right now, but it's up to you. Make the decision and keep making the decision over and over and over again, and you will have victory and you will have freedom.